It's Thursday, November 12th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The Chinese Communist Party shut down over 70 Protestant churches in two cities in Jiangsu province last year. To further express their war on the church, officials demolished or repurposed the church buildings. Authorities in multiple provinces turned former church buildings into entertainment centers, cultural centers, or factories. One local official acknowledged that Christians outnumber Communist Party members. He said churches must be eradicated to ensure there are more party members than Christians. Communist officials must not have read Daniel 2, verse 44. The God of heaven will set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. It shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. This week, the Central American country of Guatemala banned Planned Parenthood Global from setting up an office in the country. This repeals a previous agreement to allow the abortion giant into the country. Guatemalan President Alejandro Giamatti told the press, quote, "I reiterate the government's commitment to respect life from conception, since it is something that my faith and the political constitution of the republic profess," end quote. Calvary Chapel in San Jose, California, held worship services again on Sunday. This violates a court order that prohibits the church from meeting indoors. Santa Clara County coronavirus restrictions also ban singing in churches. However, Pastor Mike McClure led services once again, saying, quote, "I have to do what God's called me to do," end quote.
To be obedient, sometimes it's costly. We look at underground churches in China that gather illegally. In other countries around the world today that they gather illegally, we admire them. We're thankful for them. And today we need to understand that this country was founded upon these freedom, these very principles. The very core in America is our right to worship. That's what we're here for, and we have to fight and stand for that.
The church faces $350,000 in fines for continuing to meet and worship God. In his sermon, McClure referenced the instruction in Hebrews 10, verse 25, to not forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. U.S. Attorney General William Barr issued a memo on Monday authorizing the Justice Department to investigate any voter fraud allegations that could change election results. This comes during the contested presidential election between President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger announced yesterday that the battleground state will conduct a recount of the presidential vote. Biden leads Trump there by less than half a percentage point. And 10 attorneys general filed an amicus brief to the U.S. Supreme Court on Monday, challenging Pennsylvania's acceptance of late mail-in ballots. Biden leads Trump by less than a percentage point in the state. Democrats barely held on to a House majority on Tuesday with 218 seats, down from their previous 232-seat majority. Republicans gained 6 seats in the House for a total of 202 seats now. In the Senate, Republicans now hold 50 seats while Democrats hold 46 seats. There are 2 runoff elections in Georgia slated for next January. The Supreme Court heard oral arguments Tuesday over the constitutionality of Obamacare. It's the 3rd time the health care law has come before the court. President Trump signed a 2017 law, striking down the penalty in the Affordable Care Act for individuals who did not have health insurance. Now the court will decide if the rest of Obamacare can also be struck down. 2020 is the busiest hurricane season on record. Subtropical Storm Theta becomes the 29th storm of the year on Monday. This barely surpasses the 2005 record of 28 storms. This year's storms have killed dozens of people and caused tens of billions of dollars in damage. And finally, Pfizer, the pharmaceutical company, announced Monday that its experimental coronavirus vaccine is over 90% effective. This follows its initial clinical trials. The company expects it can produce 50 million doses this year. Research by the Charlotte Lozier Institute shows that the vaccine is not ethically controversial and did not use cells from aborted babies for production. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, November 12th, in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.